heroes of handheld.
Hello and welcome to episode 104 of Heroes of Handheld. This is the internet's premium portable gaming podcast dedicated to all things handheld, whether that be your Android, your iOS, your Vitas, your 3DSs, your other ones. Joining me today, hey Colin.
Hi Chris.
Yeah?
Yeah, I forgot your name there.
Well done. Colin, you're sounding a wee bit different.
Yeah, I've got a cold. My voice sounds a little different.
Yeah.
And that's
You're sounding a bit more like...
And I've had a sex change.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Is that why you took the week off?
Yes, I was living a lie all this time.
So what's your name now?
Emma.
Hi, Emma.
Hi.
You're just like Colin, but if you'd had a sex change. You still got the ginger beard, though.
Thanks.
So Colin is obviously here next to me, but if he wasn't here next to me, then he'd be on holiday. I can't even remember where he is. He said he was somewhere wanky, somewhere posh. Thanks for the invite, pal. So joining me instead this week for all your latest handheld gaming news is Emma. Hey.
Hi.
Thanks for coming on.
You're welcome.
Feeling good?
Feeling good.
Coming up, we're going to be, well, you're going to be reviewing, what are you going to be reviewing?
I'm going to be reviewing Lara Croft Relic Run.
Okay, so all that and more to come. We'll also obviously have your news, a little bit of listener feedback as well, and more to come on the programme. But right now, let's start off with news. So there's not a whole lot of news this week. There's not a whole lot of news for 3DS or Vita, actually. Bit of a weird one. But I'm going to be doing 3DS and then Colin. But Colin! That's my you impression, mate.
Colin?
Colin?
My name's Colin.
That's strong. Why don't you start talking about how much you love Vita things? Then everyone will think it's him.
Oh, I really love PlayStation. PlayStation Vita's the best handheld console ever.
There we go. Nailed it. So let's do a little bit 3DS first. There was a big meeting this week and Nintendo Everything put up a really good article about it. We always like the work Nintendo Everything do. And they put up this really interesting kind of summary about all of the 3DS titles that are coming out in North America for the rest of the year. So here's your rundown of release dates. Some of them we've clocked on a podcast before, some of them we haven't. Animal Crossing Happy Home Designer comes out September 25th with a suggested retail price of $40. It's also going to come out on the same day with Amiibo cards. Are you keen for Amiibo? You like my ones, don't you?
No, not at all.
Are you not impressed?
I don't get it. It's kind of like Skylanders and Disney Infinity, but worse.
Does my Amiibo collection not give you a little bit of a rush?
No.
A little bit of a thrill? Oh, he's got Onimar, he's the one.
Oh, Donkey Kong, give it me.
So it's also... on the same day, September 25th, is going to be when Animal Crossing Amiibo cards launch in the States. And you will be able to, if you want to download the digital version to your 3DS, then you're going to be able to get an exclusive Happy Home Designer theme instead of Amiibo cards that you would get if you bought it physically. And then in the States, packs of cards are going to come in sets of six, and they're going to sell at $6 per pack, which definitely seems like a steal. They've also announced the price of the wireless NFC reader for your Amiibo pals, which is going to be $19.99. So you know you've got the 3DS, but it's like my old one.
Yeah.
So basically what this gizmo does, it's the NFC reader and it plugs into it.
Okay.
And that means that you can then put Amiibos into your game on the old 3DS. Whereas the new 3DS, which is the one that I've got, you don't need the funky reader thing. So that's basically why I bought it, so I could play with Olimar.
That's £220 well spent.
Yeah, good...
Good investment.
Good bargain, Chris. As well, Chibi Robo Ziplash, sick name, launches October the 9th. Suggested retail price of $30. There's also going to be a Chibi Amiibo that launches on the same day in a bundle with the game. Suggested retail price of $40. Triforce Heroes, which we're excited for, I think you're going to like. We're going to be playing that at some point,
I'm sure.
We
do like this.
Comes out October 23rd. Suggested retail price of $40. Yo-Kai Watch, we talked about last week, November 6th. Suggested retail price of $40. Super Mystery Dungeon Pokemon Friends comes out November 20th. $40 retail price. Skylander Superchargers Racing from Activision comes out September 20th. $65. It's a lot for a 3DS title, isn't it? You assume it would come with something interesting, but if not, quite a lot amount.
It's an awful lot of money for a DS video game.
Yeah, like, you wouldn't... So $64 is about, what, 45 quid?
Yeah.
That's quite a lot for a 3DS one, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you assume it comes with some sort of gizmos, or it's excellent. I'd be more willing to assume the first than the latter. And finally, the Nintendo 3DS version of Shovel Knight from Yacht Club Games, we definitely spoke about before, and more on that later, will launch in stores in October, suggested retail price of $25, and that's a physical version. They also announced a bunch of Amiibo stuff, including Mii Fighters. A new 3-pack of them comes out November 1st. A Mewtwo Amiibo comes out November 13th. You're going to be so keen. And here's the best bit. We're going to put a picture of this up on the website. So Mega Yarn Yoshi is a Yarn Yoshi Amiibo. So it's an Amiibo made of yarn. So already, like yarn, like wool.
I know what yarn is. Yeah, thanks. Thanks for the clarification.
That made its way north of the border.
Yeah.
Mega Yarn Yoshi Amiibo is a huge Amiibo in the shape of Yoshi made out of wool. We'll put a picture up on the website. How cute is he?
It's amazing.
It's huge and it's all made of wool and it's adorable.
How big is he?
65 meters tall. No, I'm not actually too sure, but I think might invest.
We definitely want him.
Yeah, we want him for the
palace. Not even for the Amiibos, just because he's cute.
Just because he's adorable. Yeah. So you can see a picture of that on our website, heroesofhandheld.com. So yeah, that's your kind of North America summary. I quite like that they gave it all out in one go. And again, we'll put a link up to Nintendo Everything's article because they did a really good one. Over to you, Colin.
Thank you.
That's all right. See you, mate.
So in Vita news, votes have been closed and the PlayStation Plus community have spoken. The game that's going to be released for the monthly games lineup is Grow Home.
Nice.
Grow Home is the story of Bud, a very adorable botanical utility droid who's on a mission across the galaxy to find some flora to help oxygenate his home world. And you'll play as Bud. And help
them. Tiger's Blood would be a very different game.
You'll play as Blood. It got dark all of a sudden. It looks quite family friendly. You'll play as Bud and help the plant grow as you climb to the top along your little galaxy.
So this was the first one that PS Plus users voted for. Didn't pick a Vita title. Thanks, guys. All best. Come to PS4, though, so if you're keen for that, then you can play that in September. What are the September Vita titles?
We have Super Time Force Ultra, which looks pretty sick, actually. It's going to be on PS4 and PS Vita.
My favourite thing about this game is that the abbreviation of it is STFU, or have shut the F up.
I didn't notice that, but that looks cool.
So this is quite strong. How would you describe the art style? It's kind of like pixel art, I guess.
Yeah, it looks really sort of 80s kind of original video game. Aesthetic.
And it's being made by Capybara Games, and so this is one of the September Plus titles for Vita. What's the other ones on it? Oh, there we go. A bit more. That's him.
Our last PS Vita title is La Maluna X, which is a combination of 2D platforming, Metroidvania style adventuring, and challenging action gameplay. Looks like you're going inside ancient ruins on a quest to discover valuable treasure and secret to life itself. And the final title was Zeo Drifter, which is an action-adventure game where you control a little astronaut whose spaceship is damaged by an asteroid and you must visit 4 planets in order to repair it. But more on Zeo Drifter a little bit later.
Nice, good plug. It's like it's not your first time, Colin. let's talk about Binding of Isaac. So you know how I got my new 3DS?
Yes.
And, like, you know how keen I was. Like, I was checking my order delivery thing and making sure it had been sent and, like, that someone was going to be in to sign for it and all this malarkey. One of the reasons I was really excited was because I really wanted to play Binding of Isaac.
Okay.
And promptly forgot that it wasn't out in Europe yet and I've got no plans to release it. It's fine. I'm really enjoying Xenoblade Chronicles, but kind of was quite looking forward to Binding of Isaac. And I loaded up the store and I got there to download it and it's like, oh, never mind. But if you're in America and you're playing Binding of Isaac, lucky things, then there's an update coming out this week. Tyrone Rodriguez has tweeted. They haven't said too much about it, but it looks like a fairly big patch and it comes out with this week's 3DS eShop update, which happens today, depending on when you listen to it. So that's quite good. But still no source on whether it's going to come out in Europe or not. Supposedly, I'm like reading quite a lot of the Reddit discussions because I was like, I just kind of assumed it would be out over here. I didn't really think, is it going to be is it coming to Europe? I just assumed it would be. And then apparently a lot of it is to do with language checking and the fact that they can't really afford to get it translated to like French and Spanish and blah, 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 blah. And it's just like, I don't care. Just where is it? Come on, guys, sort it out.
But Americans speak English. So there's an English language version of it. So why aren't you allowed to download it?
Swines. Blame the bastards.
You want to come over to Vita, mate. Vita's the way forward. Yeah? Forget your 3DS, yeah.
Well, go on then. If you're so cocky about your Vita's the way forward, right? You tell us another bit of news.
We've got a nice little one coming out.
Yeah, little title.
nice little title, little which exclusive. I think everyone's going to be really keen for. It's a Farming Simulator 16 coming to the PlayStation Vita. It's going to be released on September 29th, and it looks like on Amazon, you'll be about $35. So in Farming Simulator, you've got a new activity, which is forestry.
Nice.
Coming with to dedicated fair, machines.
Farming Simulator 15 was fun, but I was just like, come on, guys, where's the forestry?
I mean, 16's good, but it's not going to be a patch on, 10 through 13. Those were the golden days of Farming Simulator, weren't they?
The classic simulator era.
So also in 16, you're going to be able to feed sheep for the first time on Vita and sell wool to the highest bidder, plant and harvest your crops, sell fresh products in a fun marketplace. And there's going to be more than 50 authentic farming machines for major brands, including Lamborghini, New Holland, and many, many more.
Nice. It looks like as well, if Amazon's to be trusted, it's a console-wise, it's a Vita exclusive, because I think it's coming out on Android and iOS, but they're only listing it for Vita on Amazon, so it's like another great exclusive.
Another reason to come over to the ways of the Vita.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Strong.
Colin's got the right idea. Vita's the way forward.
But you're Colin.
Yeah, I know. That's what I mean.
Oh, is Colin speaking about himself in third person after the sex change?
Oh, you know what Colin's like.
Classic.
Classic Colin.
Are you going to be investing in Farming Simulator for your Vita?
$35.
Yeah, but you can make your own farm, mate.
I do get to feed sheep.
It looks quite interesting. Funnily enough, I know full well that we've spoke about 15 and 14 on the podcast before. Like, Farming Simulator has been a recurring theme on Heroes of Handheld. So I'm sure when this comes out, when are they listing it as? September 29th?
September 29th, so just over a month.
Okay.
It's going to be the longest month of my life this way.
How are you going to wait?
I don't know. I'm going to be dreaming about forestry with our dedicated machines for a whole month.
You know how when Guitar Hero was in its prime, people who didn't like it used to slag it off by being like, oh, why don't you just play a real guitar? Do you think there are farmers who are like, oh, why are you so keen for Farming Simulator? Why don't you just come around and do some actual forestry?
Oh, yeah, you like it on your game, but you wouldn't like getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning for it, would you? All the young farmers coming home from a hard day farming to play Farming Simulator.
Just can't get enough of it. So that's good. So Farming Simulator comes to Vita in September. So there's not too much more 3DS stuff. I wanted to bring to your attention, I like showing you cute things on the screen, Emma/Colin, but also we'll put a link up to this on the old heroesofhandheld.com. More faceplates have been announced for the Nintendo 3DS. Tiny Yoshis, which looks really adorable, and a Hello Kitty one. Now, what's interesting about Hello Kitty is I haven't seen like a third-party property being on a faceplate for 3DS yet. So this could spell some quite interesting things, because the only ones I've seen have been like your Zeldas, your Monster Hunters, your Pokemons, your Marios, but I've not seen one with something that
Nintendo not own Hello Kitty?
No, I don't think
so. But I never see Hello Kitty on any other consoles. It's always your 3DSs.
Have you not been playing the Hello Kitty PS3 exclusive?
I have not, but I'm going to now.
I've just made that up, but I'm sure it's available on other things. But I just wanted to flag these. Mike, so hold the mic. Let me just show you, because since I got my new 3DS, I've gone a little bit crazy for my cover plates, and I've not even put them all on. So if you could just keep the listener. Talk amongst yourselves whilst I just get my collection out.
All right, so the new 3DS cover plates arrives in store on the 27th of November. And your Hello Kitty one is very cute, very pink, a lot of bows and little kitty. And then you've got all of the Yoshis as well, all the different colour Yoshis. They look incredible.
So, Emma, you know full well that I'm a bit of a collector sometimes.
Yeah.
And since I got my new 3DS, I haven't changed the cover plate once, but I've got three different custom sets when I want to.
Wow.
Xenoblade's
Let's
on.
Let's have a look.
Majora's Mask is on.
Majora's Mask is your one.
Oh, Sneaky, where's Sneaky Triforce? Oh, I didn't pick up Sneaky Triforce, but he's in there as well. We should say, so like, I'm kind of saving the new 3DS chat more in depth for when Colin's on. Because
Colin is on,
but because I know he's gonna want to tease me about it, but I'm so keen for it. It's so good. Like it's really like rekindled my fire for 3DS. You know,
I mean, to be perfectly honest, the only difference I've noticed is that you have colorful buttons and mines are black.
Yeah, that's true.
And my screen's a little bit bigger.
Yeah, but more on that later on.
Okay.
A sneaky review later on.
Keep listening.
And the other thing I wanted to quickly drop was that Volgar the Viking, which I know we're all very keen on, is being developed for... They've kind of been talking about it for a wee while, and it's finally come out that they are making a version for 3DS, /Wii U/PS4/Vita. Sorry to steal some of your news, Em. So you can see a picture of this on our website. It's very much like a work in progress. Like, it's very, very work in progress because the bottom screen is really clunky. But Volgar the Viking, no idea what it's about, but it sure looks interesting. It's
obviously about the Viking.
Yeah,
who's named... a little bit vulgar.
Clever. We should have you on every week, mate. Volgar the Viking. So it's already out on Steam, I think. It's a 16-bit style action side scroller made from, sort of inspired by the golden era of arcade games. And yeah, it's coming out to... They're working on a version for Vita and 3DS and Wii U as well, which is exciting. Emma, back to you. Please do tuck into the next piece of Vita news.
Okay. We've got another release coming up for the PS Vita. Once your computer loads.
Yeah,
there we go. Okay, so out next week on PS4, PS3, and PS Vita, we have One Piece Pirate Warriors 3, which everyone seems really keen on.
Because you liked the first Pirate Warriors, didn't you? But
Emma or Colin?
Emma.
Yeah.
Emma for the joke. I don't think Colin's played it.
All right, okay.
Whereas I remember thinking the second one was the superior Pirate Warriors experience.
I mean, it's no farming simulator, but...
Well, what is?
I mean, it's definitely up there. I mean, if you'd prefer to be, you know... stealing treasure and sailing the high seas rather than doing your forestry. So number 3 comes out and it says it's going to be perfect for longtime fans looking to relive their favorite moments, or for any new fans who want to start their journey into the greatest pirate saga ever told.
The greatest
bold claim.
Yeah, that's quite
bold claim.
Treasure Island. Got nothing on One Piece.
It's all about One Piece. So it looks like a major theme is going to be the strength of the bonds between the characters. And this actually sounds quite cool. You have something called a Kizuna Gouge. Gauge?
Mm-hmm.
Gauge? Gouge?
Sorry, I've got coconut milk in my mouth. Gauge, I imagine.
Gauge. Oh, yeah, right. So you've got your Kizuna Gauge, and you build that through general combat. And then once it's full, you can activate the Kizuna Rush, which is a limited... ability where you can call on your support characters to come and help you in battle and initiate a powerful combination attack. There's over 37 playable characters to choose from.
Nice.
All so,
your favorites.
Like... All your favorites, like Pirate 1,
Pirate 1 gets killed off in the first one.
Right.
Do you remember?
Oh, spoilers. Spoilers. So... You've got your characters like Steampunk Mad Hatter over
nice.
Here. And one that looks a bit like a cowboy.
Uh-huh.
And then one that looks a wee bit like a samurai.
Nice.
So
the whole gang's on.
Maybe that's why it's the greatest pirate saga ever told. Because you're taken from all of the other themes and genres. So that is released next week on Sony.
We should say devices. As well, if you pre-order, you get all sorts of crazy custom stuff. For example,
so if you pre-order on your PS3 or PS4, you will receive 2 exclusive costumes, including Luffy. Oh, how could we forget about Luffy?
Oh, Luffy. So Luffy's the main chap with the hat, and right. Every time I go to Comic-Con, I see so many people dressed up as that guy, and I always have to ask whoever I'm with, like, what's his name again? Never remember, but of course it's Luffy.
Obviously, Luffy.
Pirate Warriors.
He's the most famous pirate after Long John Silver and Jack Sparrow.
All your classics, Jack Sparrow, Blackbeard, Luffy.
Captain Hook. So you've got your boy Luffy dressed up as a fish. And of course, your friend Sabo dressed up as your friend Lucy.
Good use of Sabo, because you, good use of the phrase your friend Sabo, because you don't know if Sabo is a boy or a girl.
But dressing as Lucy, we're not ones to judge here. And you've got your dynamic theme for their system and two downloadable content missions, a written challenge to the Paramount War Request and Davy Back Fight Quest.
Nice.
If you purchase on PlayStation Vita, you'll get, if you purchase digitally on PlayStation Vita, you'll also get the two costumes and the downloadable content for a limited time.
Nice. So if you're keen on One Piece, do get in touch and let us know what you think about this. Just send us an email, heroesofhandheld@gmail.com. It'd be interesting to know what you make. This looks, it looks kind of interesting. We'll put a link up to the PlayStation Blog's article on it as well. I mean, it's, I can't quite work out what's going on.
I'm just really looking forward to seeing Luffy dressed as a fish, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, Luffy dressed as a fish is the reason why you're buying the game, really, isn't it? You know you're keen. So the last little bit of Nintendo news. This is quite interesting. So there isn't a traditional Pokemon game coming out this fall, or this autumn, as we say in the United Kingdom. But what you have got is your Mystery Dungeon, which is coming out, which we spoke about earlier. But in a quite an interesting move from Nintendo, fairly shrewd. So Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire came out last year, and they're re-releases of Ruby and Sapphire, which were for the GBA. And the re-releases did really well. They sold millions and people loved them, blah, blah, blah. But if you didn't get around to buying them when that first came out, Nintendo are going to be re-releasing these things, which they're calling starter boxes. Either a Pokemon Omega Ruby starter box or an Alpha Sapphire starter box. Both come out in Europe on the 30th October, so you've not got too long to wait. Only 3 months, 2 months. And what you get the game, and you get this interesting little Pokeball kind of case thing. And you also get like a big poster of the region, which is very nice. They've said the stock is kind of going to be fairly limited. Here's what's interesting about this. I remember, and we spoke about it on this here very podcast. I stood in this very room and I was speaking to our good friend Colin, who sat here with a Scottish accent and a girl's voice. And I remember speaking to Colin and saying about how you could pre-order the game and you got this little capsule thing. And my theory, dear friends, is that this is old, like, I think it's old stock that they've not been able to shift and they're just trying to find an interesting way to get rid of it. Because else, why would you bring this out for like a second wave? Because it's not cool enough to make people think, oh man, sugar, didn't buy Pokemon games, but now I'm going to go out and get them because you get this plastic case. So it's like, what are they playing at here? But it's quite interesting anyway. It comes out in Europe October 30th, so keep your eyes peeled. And I think this could be one of those things that you might not be able to actually see anywhere. Like, if you look for it, I don't know how easily you're going to find it. But if you did miss it the first time around and you want to get the sweet Pokemon case, then why not check it out October 30th if it comes to stores in Europe? Were you a Pokemon fan?
I was a Pokemon fan back in, you know, the classic Pokemon era, original 150s.
Have you ever wanted to jump back in? Like, would something like this make you want to jump back in if you saw it in a shop?
Why? Because I get a Pokeball.
Because you get a little crappy plastic Pokeball.
I'm quite keen on the Pokeball. The image is very cute. The thing about it is now, just a bit too many. Can't keep track of them all now.
Yeah, it's a lot, isn't it?
The last Pokemon game I played was Pokemon Yellow on, I think it was even a Game Boy Color. Nice. I don't even think it was a Game Boy Advance. Pokemon Yellow was the last one I played and I've completely lost track since then.
Yeah, there's kind of 655,000 now, so
it's too many. I can't keep up.
It's tricky,
just
isn't
give
it?
Me Pikachu and Togepi and I'm happy.
Well, Togepi wasn't original 150.
No, he wasn't, but he is very cute, so he counts. Just give me Slowpoke, mate.
Yeah, I've got six Slowpoke theme on my 3DS. It's so good. Last tiny bit of Nintendo news I wanted to talk about as well is if you're in the UK, check your Nintendo registered email address because they're sending out Animal Crossing interesting gobbins that you can print off and scan using the augmented reality app thing that comes with your 3DS. So you can scan it and you'll be able to make your Animal Crossing characters jump into the real world. Just check your emails if you're interested in AR. I don't think anyone is still doing AR on their 3DS, but if you are interested, then why not check it out? Have we got any more Visa news? I think that's everything.
Then we're going to go back to Zeo Drifter.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Let's give Zeo Drifter his due attention. Sorry, Zeo Drifter.
Oh, poor Zeo Drifter. So Zeo Drifter is going to launch on PS4 and PS Vita next week. It's September 1st. It's going to be coming out. It's a Renegade Kids 2D platformer.
We love Renegade Kid as well.
Are we big fans?
Yeah, yeah. Renegade Kid made Mutant Muds, which is like one of, if not my favourite 3DS games. So this is coming out on Plus, is that right? I think so.
Yes, because we were talking about the PlayStation Plus. But launches PS4 and PS Vita September 1st. And it looks, again, like a little bit of a throwback. It's a 2D platform game. It looks like your classic arcade, late 80s, early 90s-esque. But on the website, we have a link to the trailer.
Yeah, we'll stick that in so you can watch it. It looks really good. And there's a link to the soundtrack as well. Soundtrack is really sick. Like, really sick.
Yeah.
So you should definitely pay attention to this if you're in North America and you're on PlayStation Plus and you're keen.
Okay, so I've been playing Lara Croft Relic Run on my iPhone. The game was released on iOS. I don't know if it's out on Android. You're going to have a little look on your phone and see.
Let me check it out.
See if you can get in on this one. So it was released early April on iOS devices and then had a bit of a surge of popularity during the summer when I downloaded it and jumped on the bandwagon.
Did you cause the surge of popularity? Is that what you're saying?
I think it's going to be another surge of popularity after this is released. So Relic Run is quite like your, what was the game?
Temple Run.
Yes, it's quite like Temple Run, but better. And you're controlling Lara Croft and you're running through the jungle trying to find Carter, your pal Carter, who's gone missing. And he's left you some clues. So you're trying to find some clues as you run along. And better than Temple Run in that you can grapple, she does little parkour jumps, you have your basic jump and slides and you're running side to side, but you can wall run, and you also got a lot of enemies in there that will come out and throw spears and things at you and you have to shoot them. More coins you get, the better weapons you can get. You can get different outfits for her. You can unlock different territories to run through. Give it a 7 out of 10.
Is it better than the Brave One? Because Brave One was really good.
It's so much better than the Brave
really?
One.
Really?
Yeah. Because the Brave One was just Temple Run, but with Merida instead of your Temple Run friends.
And it was a bear that was chasing you, wasn't it?
It was the bear, yeah. But the Lara Croft one, yeah, good. 7 out of 10. It's a really good commuter game. Mm-hmm. Like, it's good if you're stuck on the tube or the train or you're just trying to kill time in a waiting room or something. Just have a couple of little games. It's quite addictive as well. You're always going to want to beat your high score. Only thing about it is, like I said, you've got your enemies throwing spears and things at you. You have to spend a lot of coins to get any sort of defense. Mm. So you just have to hope that they don't hit you. And you can't aim either. So when you've got your pistols, you're just shooting and shooting and shooting and hoping that you're going to hit one of them.
Okay, I'm going to have a go whilst we're... It's on your iPhone, isn't it?
It is. It's on
okay, I'm going to have a wee go. So, Enron?
And run and then open a new one. Okay. So I don't even know what my... Oh, you didn't even collect my coins.
I know, I'm terrible, aren't I?
So when you...
Oh, wow, graphics are quite nice.
Your graphics are really good. They're beautiful at one point. She goes over a waterfall.
Get a nice look at Lara Croft's bum as well.
And I mean, who doesn't want that? We love Lara.
Oh, man, so you don't want to run into the... Don't run
no,
into
no, no,
the
you
want to
jump. You want to jump over obstacles or slide under them. You also have the choice to revive Lara. You have to spend your little diamonds and your coins if you want to revive her. Mm-hmm. The further the run, the longer it takes to revive her.
Is it canon for the Tomb Raider story?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You don't sound convinced.
No, yeah, it's like a sort of spin-off-y.
Oh, we're sliding down vines. It doesn't seem that much different to Temple Run.
It is in a minute when you get a motorbike.
Oh,
there's a motorbike. You have to grab all the clues as you run. The more clues that you get, sort of the higher points and the more coins that you'll get, unlock different levels.
Oh, cool.
You just have to tap the screen and shoot. You don't really get to aim. Just keep tapping the screen and hoping for the best.
It's a bit more interesting than Temple Run, actually. There's more to do, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
But it's also...
Also, I'm very impressed that you're playing this one-handed. I have to sit proper hunched over, yeah. Two hands.
I've got a lot of practice going on my phone with one hand, Emma.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, right, oh, into no. The architecture.
So it's really good. She does little parkour jumps and things, so it sort of keeps things interesting. It's not just your basic jump. And what I was going to say about reviving her, I'm not really one to spend any sort of money. It's a free download on the App Store.
Yeah.
And I'll never pay 69p to get extra coins or those sort of things. But what they do is if you get to a certain point of the game, you can watch a 30-second advertisement or a video.
Yeah.
And then that revives her from where she is.
Oh, that's handy. So yeah. You're really desperate. What's your high score?
Oh, you're going to have to go in and have a little look.
Okay. I don't know how because it's an iPhone and it's hard to do. Why don't you tell everyone what your high score is? And if people are really keen, they can try and beat it.
Okay. It's not good. I have to find it first.
So I'm actually a little bit impressed. Thing is, I know Colin will be keen on this as well, because I know how much he likes Lara Croft and low quality when he went on a mad run playing all the Tomb Raiders on his Vita. Is he not going to tell us?
My record is 2,285 meters, and I found 2 out of the 20 relics.
Okay, so if you can beat that, then why not get in touch? Good high score. I say that, I have no idea.
I think it's a really bad high score.
But good job anyway. Thank you. So that's Tomb Raider Relic Run. It's out on the iOS store, on your Apple stores. And if you're even if you're just a little bit curious, you should get it just so you can remind yourself of how bad Lara Croft used to look before they put her on HD.
Yeah.
It's quite triangly, isn't it?
Yes.
I also wanted to really quickly mention that I've been tucking into Xenoblade Chronicles this week on the new Nintendo 3DS. I've only put about half an hour in, so I can't really properly talk about it, but it's very strong. Music is sick. Voice acting slightly off, because they're dubbed over by very cockney sounding voice actors, which means you get a lot of sort of, "Now it's time for me, governor," and stuff like this. And it's like, come on,
guys.
Is
it proper Cockneys? Is it your Danny Dyers or is it your Dick Van Dykes?
It's a bit of a mix. It's a sort of Dick Van Danny Dyke. But it's fun. And I've never really played this kind of game before, so I'm trepidatiously excited. But it seems very good so far. And I really love how pretty it looks. Like, I think the landscapes look really good. And it makes me really excited for the Wii U release. So more news on that next week. And we'll be talking more about the kind of Nintendo new 3DS as a unit. But it's really, it's really kind of inspired me to get back into like the Nintendo ecosystem. Do you know what I mean? Because like, I played my 3DS a bit, and then I've got this and I've played it every day, and like, I'm now trying to find time all the time when I can sink hours in. Even when I was waiting for you the other day, Emma, and I was just like, oh, I've got 20 minutes, bosh, out a bit of Xenoblade, like, why not treat myself, you know? So it's even if it was maybe a slightly foolhardy purchase. And you've got my old big one now.
Yes.
And I've got the new small one.
Yes.
And the reason being, because I found the old big one too clunky to like stash in pockets and stuff, whereas this one's a bit more sort of portable.
Whereas I'm a girl, so I have a massive bag.
Yeah, and no pockets. So it'd be interesting. You'll have to let us, once you start kind of independently buying your own titles, you'll have to let us know what you think.
Yes, definitely. I've downloaded a couple of demos and things to sort of get my bearings.
What have you been playing?
I had a little bosh on Epic Mickey.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I'm keen on Epic Mickey. I downloaded Dream Drop Distance, which is one of the Kingdom Hearts titles, which I haven't played before. And Super Smash Bros. Is in there.
Yeah. I hear your skill at Super Smash Bros. Is unrivaled.
You could say that.
I really want to get Colin on Smash Bros., but he doesn't seem keen. It's like, come on, Colin.
Colin is clever.
Well, ish. I also wanted to very, very briefly shout out, say hello to our friend Goose, who sent an email to heroesfanheld@gmail.com, who sent some really nice things about my birthday last week. And I was like, but we won't talk about it too much because there was a lot of hate speech in there directed at Colin, which I want to kind of aim at him next week.
Hi, Goose.
He's a boy. He always sounds off the angry American, and that makes me laugh a lot. So thanks for listening. And thank you, everyone, for listening. To bring it to a reasonable conclusion, the end of Heroes of Handheld episode 104. Hey Emma, you're a fan of the show. How do people get in touch?
They can email you at heroesofhandheld@gmail.com or find you on Facebook and Twitter.
And what is the Twitter address?
@heroesofhandheld.
ish. At Handheld Podcast.
At Handheld Podcast.
Because Handheld is too long for Twitter.
Yes, 140 characters.
Yay. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you, Emma, for coming on.
Thank you for having me. Thank you very much.
Did you have a good fun?
Yeah, it was
Did you
great.
Have a good fun? Did you have a good time?
I had a good fun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good fun's all around. Nice one. Thanks for listening. Back to normal next week. And yeah, do keep going to our website as well. We should say heroesofhandheld.com, where you can read the full articles for every podcast we put up. It takes me bloody ages to write them, so do have a read. Thanks for listening. You can say bye now.
Bye.
Bye.
The podcast you've just listened to is from the Heroes of Handheld Network. You can...
Why are you talking in that weird voice?
Because I'm trying to tell our listening friends about how they can find us online.
But we just did that.
Yes, but this way it stays fresh and in the mind. Anyway, you can find us at...
No, Colin, we've literally just said that. All you're going to say is that we're available on iTunes and Stitcher and are contactable at feedback@heroesofhandheld.com.
Or heroesofhandheld@gmail.com. And don't forget about relentlessly plugging all our extra content. Twitter @HandheldPodcast, videos on YouTube, and of course, articles and more at heroesofhandheld.com.
Great. Can I go to bed now?
Hold on, I got this.
And remember, if you play handheld, you're a hero.
What does that even mean? If you play handheld, you're a hero. What does that even mean?